Yerushalayim, Hashem really opens up our hearts to receive the greatest blessing, the greatest joy. But first of all, we just have to understand what we're doing here. So in order to understand what we're doing here, singing Hallel to Hashem, we have to go back to the spring of 1967. In the spring of 1967, President Nasser of Egypt decided to close off the streets of Tehran, which was an act of war, started amassing troops, and basically declaring all-out war on Israel. Russia was the greatest superpower at the time, was supplying massive backup. They had their back. So that's on the southern border. Then, on the eastern and western border, you have Jordan, which is sniping at the Israelis. Israel begged Jordan, don't get involved, we don't want to mess with you, we don't want Yerushalayim, Israel did not want a war on all fronts. Jordan decides to get in on this, on the bloodbath, and they join in on the east side and the west side. Again, Russia's sending artillery, you have Germany sending poison gas. Right? This is just a few years after the Holocaust, and the world is expecting a massacre. Right? Leader after leader in the Arab world was declaring that we're going to throw the Jews into the sea. In the shadow of the Holocaust, there was a call for global jihad. Tens of thousands of soldiers came from Iraq and Iran and all over the Arab states to strengthen the Arab side. Everyone wanted a peace. In the spring of 1967, the most conservative expectations were 40,000 death. That's the most conservative expectations. That's proportionally the equivalent of about 3 million Americans being killed. They were preparing Gan Atzmaut that we're going to pass today as we dance up to the Rikudim. Gan Sakher. They were making them giant cemeteries. The Chevra Kadisha had ordered 10,000 extra bags. What are they called? You know what I'm talking about. Body bags, because they were expecting huge losses. The Israelis were outnumbered 20 to 1. To put that in proportion, Hanukkah, which we're still celebrating, right? 1,000 years later, we were 4 to 1 outnumbered, according to Josephus. And we're still spinning dreidels. We were outnumbered 20 to 1. Everyone was expecting another Holocaust, another disaster. Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, they all joined in. Again, 25 years after the Holocaust. The U.S. sent 20,000 gas masks. Windows were being taped up. There were drills of Israeli kids, what to do when it comes. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who was the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, ordered his students to violate Shabbos and make sandbags to help protect in the war effort. Tenuva was working 24/7. All the bakeries were working 24/7 in order to prepare enough food, expecting for the worst when they would be blockaded again, like in 1948, when there wouldn't be any food left. The whole country was in hysteria. There was panic. The dead sea scrolls were hid underground. The animals of the biblical zoo were put to sleep because they were expecting pandemonium. They didn't know what to do with them, and they didn't want chaos. In those days of tension, it didn't matter if you were Haredi or you were Chiloni or Dati Lumi, everyone was saying Tehillim, everyone was praying to God, Americans, Israelis, everyone in the world was praying to God, please save us. Shema Hashem Mechaneni. Hear us, have mercy upon us. Hashem Ayeh Ozerli. Please help us out, God, we need your help. In 1967, against all odds, the Jewish people experience Hashkacha Elyona, open miracles, open revelation of God's love for us. Nasser was brought to his knees in 6 days. No one in the universe would have expected that. Nasser was brought to his knees. Israel got back Beit Lechem, Shechem. Jerusalem was reunited. No one was even thinking about that. The days before 1967, Ritzvi Yehuda Kook had a famous revelation, a famous sicha. Normally on Yom HaAtzmaut, he was very positive. He was talking about how we have to be appreciative of what we have. But this Yom HaAtzmaut, for some reason, he couldn't help himself. He said, "It's not enough. Where's my Chevron? Where's Yerushalayim? Where's Shechem? Where's the Shomron? We're missing our soul. We're missing our heart." He was walking around and he couldn't feel shalem. A few weeks later, Israel found itself embroiled in war out of nowhere, and somehow, miraculously, we got back our heart, we got back our soul, without anyone expecting it. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Shir HaShirim, I sang this actually at my chuppah, Kol dodi hine zeba midaleg el ha'arim. The voice of my beloved, it's coming, it's jumping over mountains, jumping over rivers, coming, it's knocking on the door. It's not just that we won a war unexpectedly, that there were open miracles. That's also true. This is a sign from Hashem that He's still there. He's watching us. He loves us. Metzitz mina charachim. He's watching through the lattice work. Mina kotel. He's watching through the kotel. He was there the entire time throughout Jewish history when we were doubting. We didn't know where He was. 1967 was Hashem's way of telling us He loves us. He's still there for us. It's not just another war story. It's the end. It's the next parak of Tanakh, which we are writing. It's the opening up of the doors where Hashem is telling us. He's knocking on the door. He's saying, "I'm here for you. I love you. Har habayit biyadenu. The Temple Mount is in your hands. It's in our hands at this stage in Jewish history." I'm not going to talk right now about the open miracles, about the crazy miracle stories. You can go online. There's amazing, amazing stories. Maybe Bezrat Hashem, before the Yom Yerushalayim, we'll have a chance to share a couple of stories. But I think everyone here understands that what happened in 1967 did not make any sense. Right? The war books, they didn't know what to do with it. It just didn't fit into human logic. But the Jewish people understand. This is Hashem's way of telling us that He's still there with us, that He loves us. Shem should be mizaka us as we're dancing, to dance down the Beit HaMikdash and to experience the next step in our redemption, to write the next parak in Tanakh. And we should be, by the end of the day, as soon as possible, dancing Memher Yaveinu in our Beit HaMikdash. We're gonna sing Hallel. I'm gonna say.